Rabbits Theme Stadium. And on Parents Night, the parents of our dance team and all the parents of seniors of these D.C. Everest Evergreens announced to the crowd, a nice crowd we have here at Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens have a 21-14 lead. I'm Chris Conley. Kakana jumped out to an early lead. They were up 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. They scored on a 5-play, 48-yard drive after a short punt, a 29-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Tanner Vanderhey to Trent Knights. Then on their very next touch, D.C. Everest fumbled at the 30-yard line. Kakana capitalized. A 17-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Vanderhey to Matt Lamers. 6:36 to play in the first quarter, and the Galloping Ghosts were up 14-0. The second quarter was all Evergreens. In fact, they scored on all three of their possessions. A 76-yard touchdown drive put together by the Evergreens, capped off by a 41-yard touchdown run from senior quarterback Nick Sierakowski that got the Evergreens on the board to 14-7. Nick Sierakowski danced for 5 yards to the goal line the very next possession, capping off a 51-yard drive after a short punt that tied the game 14-14. And with 43 seconds left in the half, Nick Sierakowski completed a pass over the middle to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher rambled another 20 yards, a 35-yard touchdown completion to give the Evergreens this 21-14 advantage. The Kakana Ghosts will get the ball first to start the third quarter. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Tulesky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Entertained at halftime by the D.C. Everest Hep Band, more kids who have done a great job during our home football games at Steam Stadium. The Evergreens, 2 quarters away from securing a playoff berth, will be back with the kickoff of the third quarter after this one-minute timeout. This is D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We do have a winner here now. $280 on the gold ticket. I'll read that ticket out here. It's 861-6993. That's gold ticket on that 50-50 raffle. $280. Again, that number, 861-6993.
At Steam Stadium, Kakana really needed the halftime break. Their defense was having trouble stopping D.C. Everest in that second quarter. Again, the Evergreens scoring touchdowns on all three of their second quarter possessions. Once the Evergreens figured out to hang on to the football, that made a huge difference in the ball game. To see if Kakana can right the ship and get back on track here, now trailing by a touchdown. Young's Drug Store in Wausau and the Kuhn Hearing Center in Schofield are making a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the D.C. Everest Evergreens score in all of our games this season. 21 points on the board at halftime. That's 21 more dollars proudly donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. Our broadcast lineup next week. Final week of the regular season. D.C. Everest has the live early game as we travel to the Fox Valley to play Kimberly. Talk about a stiff test. Fox Sports Game Night with Spencer Loomis and our pregame coverage begin at 6:30 1 week from tonight with a kickoff at 7 from Papermaker Stadium. Then it's Wausau East's final game of the year. They have a tough test, too. The Lumberjacks will play Appleton North on the road. Tom King will have tape delay coverage next week, starting around 9:15. Teams are back onto the field as we're about to get this third quarter underway.
For the Evergreens will be number two, Zach Hoffman.
Zach Hoffman, who normally handles the punting duties, will be kicking off here. Calvin Swenson and Kevin Verbreton are waiting for the kickoff return here. So the third quarter about to get underway, 21-14. Evergreens are kicking into the wind here. Wind hasn't played a factor, but it could on long punts or long kicks. Evergreens kicking off into it. This is a weird kick off the side of his foot and out of bounds. Went out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So that kick traveled only 35 yards. And Kakana is going to start first and 10 at the 35-yard line.
First and 10, galloping.
Zach Hoffman's been called on to punt only once in this game. And there he is with the opening kick, which looked like it went off the side of his foot. See if Kakana stays with their quarterback, Tanner Vanderhey. In their 17-0 win last week against Wausau East, sophomore Coy Coffey, who's got a pretty good arm, was seen in there as well. It is Vanderhey who leads the team onto the field. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Two backs in the backfield with receivers to either side. Vanderhey works from the pistol. Gets the snap. Handoff. Running back here breaks a tackle, goes forward across the 40. Didn't quite get to the 40. It was turned back there. Tanner Helms got 4 yards. Second and 6. Wes Roth is on the stop. Everest Football is sponsored by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Give them 5 yards. Nose of the football just touches the 40-yard line.
Gain of 5 in that play, bringing up second and
Kakana will run in Matt Lamers with the play from the sideline. To Tanner Vanderhey, his quarterback, who awaits in the huddle. Two receivers set here. Split out to either side of the field. Evergreens put 6 in the box. They may be bringing pressure here. Hand off up the middle. There's nothing doing there up the middle. Actually, well, Kakana kind of moved the pile forward. Tanner Helms has a gain of 2. And there's a penalty marker down thrown by the line judge. So we'll huddle up and see what the penalty is here. Maybe against Kakana. Ghosts are taking a couple of steps back here. And the indication is false start against the offense.
Legal procedure against the galloping
Evergreens football sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. They're a great supporter of high school sports, many of our teams. A proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Walk off 5 yards. What was a third and 5 is now a third and 10. Kakana's last two possessions of the first half, both 3 and outs, failed to pick up a first down. We replay second down after the penalty. The ball back at the 35-yard line. Vanderhey to pass, goes out to the flat. Soft coverage there. It's complete, but it's a short yardage gain. It's a gain of only 5 yards. Trying to circle back and break a tackle unsuccessfully was Matt Lamers. Kyle Kurtenbach is there on the stop, along with Austin Wadzinski. 10:45 to play third quarter. Third and 5 here. So they managed to get back the penalty yardage on that short completion. I'm Chris Conley. Now, Kakana last year was a 1-8 team. They lost all 8 of their regular season games. Then they played Sheboygan North, a team that was also winless. So kind of in a loser bowl, Kakana won that game on the last game of the season. This year they come in at 1-7. Passing on third down, some pressure into the flat, diving, and they're going to call that a catch. Oh my, that should have looked like a trap. But going right down to the turf to make that catch, they're giving him a completion to the 49-yard line. First down.
Galloping goes first and 10 from their own 49-yard
line. Who made that catch? Brady Wenzel. Went down and gets 9 yards. I thought the ball was clearly on the turf and that he didn't get his hands underneath it to cradle it. But you know what? The officials are closer. That's Kakana's first down in a long time out to the 49-yard line, just short of midfield. Vander Hay, the quarterback, hands off here. Nothing doing up the middle. Evergreens do a good job of standing up Tanner Helms. Helms did move the ball across midfield. They're going to give him 3 yards here. He fell forward instead of backwards. Pat Kakana got a pretty good offensive line push for a play when you consider there wasn't really an opening there. Andy Pratwell stopping for DC Everest. Second and seven coming up at the 48-yard line. Kakana seems content to try and grind one out here. If they can score, it'll be the equalizer. Three receivers set here. Two up to the far side, one to the near side for Vander Hay from the shotgun with a single back next to him. Vander Hay calls for the ball, fakes the handoff, play action. Pressure coming, one-on-one coverage on the edge. It's complete across the 40 to the 35-yard line. Trent Knighties. Knighties already has a touchdown in the game.
He was pushed into bounds by number
because the Evergreen set pressure, it put the defensive backs in a one-on-one situation. And that's a completed pass. Gain of 14 yards and a first down to the 36-yard line. 9:04 to play, third quarter. Well, if Kakana scores here, what an interesting game we have the rest of the way. Tanner Vander Hay, shotgun formation. Again, two receivers out to the far side. It's a design pitch. And there's a little room there. He's got a head of steam, and he's got room along the sideline. It's a gain of 10 yards for Tanner Helms, but there are penalty markers down. This is coming back. It's going to be a hold against Kakana. And a 10-yard gain is going to be wiped out. Personal foul? No, it's against DC Everest. It's a face mask. Face mask against the Evergreens. We're going to tack 15 more yards onto this run. And the penalty is going to bring the galloping ghosts into the red zone. Okay, that plays along the far side of the field.
And that'll be a 15-yard march off down to about the...
And the ball spots now at the 12-yard line.
And galloping ghosts from the Evergreens.
So now a little pressure comes on this Evergreens defense, which played so well in the second quarter. Yeah, Kakana needed halftime to catch their breath, and it sure looks like they have. They can pick up a first down if they move the ball down to the 2-yard line. It's been a good drive for the Galloping Ghosts. Started back at the 35-yard line, and here they are down to the DC Everest 12. Vander Hayes shotgun. Receiver spread out to either side. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and roped down in the backfield. Big defensive stop. Goes back 3 yards in the red zone. Back to the 15-yard line. Rex Terrace for the Evergreens. Quarterback faked to his running back, and Rex Terrace was having none of it. Big defensive play. Evergreens football, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay in Weston. Here's second and 13. No time like now for the defense to put a stop together. Vander Hay at quarterback, shotgun formation again, fakes the handoff, throws out to the slot. It is complete, but very tight coverage there, and it's a gain of only 4 or 5 yards. Right out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Curtis Rollo, first time we've called his name. They'll mark him out at the 11. So it's a gain of 3 yards. Third down. I would imagine that Kakana will see this as four-down territory. I think they want this equalizing touchdown of they're finally down in this part of the field because they didn't get this deep of a penetration back in that second quarter. So here comes third and 9. Shotgun formation. Again, put a receiver in motion now across this formation, waiting for the snap. Vander Hay with a three-step drop, looking to the end zone. Receiver turns around. Did he catch that? No, out of bounds. Oh, it was a far shoulder pass, and it goes right off Red Knighty's hands, incomplete. Fourth down. Decision time for Kakana. Fourth and 9. Kakana's going for it here. With 7:26 to play. In the third quarter, rather. This has been a long drive. Evergreens have not had the ball since intermission. So here it is, 4th and 10. Kakana can pick up a first down at the 2-yard line or tie this ball game if they stick it across the goal line. shotgun formation. We've got a whistle, penalties, and we're going to have a false start. Fourth and nine. 5 yard penalty becomes fourth and 14. See if this changes the calculation. Do you make this a field goal attempt here? The wind would help them if that's what they decide to do. It does not change the decision. They'll keep the offense on the field. Evergreens Football, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Here's the fourth down play. Three receivers set, two of them to the near side. This is a passing situation. Quarterback Vanderhey, quick drop, throws in the end zone, one-on-one coverage, caught in the back of the end zone. He's got it for a touchdown. Trent Nighties has just caught his second touchdown pass. One-on-one, and they threw a jump ball to the far corner of the end zone, and it's the Kakana receiver who comes down with it. This is a 65-yard scoring drive put together by the Galloping Ghosts, capped off on a 4th and 14 reception in the end zone for a touchdown. Extra point try will tie this ball game up. Here's the snap. Kick to the goal post is good. 7:24 to play third quarter. It's 21-21. Back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Chris Conley, and I welcome you back to Steam Stadium, where Kakana took a 5.5-minute drive into the end zone to tie this ball game 21-21. They covered 65 yards over 11 plays, capped off by a fourth down jump ball pass completion from 16 yards out. Tanner Vanderhey to Trent Nighties. 21-21. Evergreen's going to have to earn everything tonight. Here's the kickoff. It's blocked. Kicked loose on the ground, and I think Kakana has it. Kyle Zableski tried to field that low kick. It went off his shin and then off his foot and rolled loose into the hands of the Kakana Ghosts. And Kakana's going to have the ball at the 25-yard line. Mistakes are killing the Evergreens tonight. The Evergreens dug out of a hole in the first half, and they may have to do it again. Yeah, that was a low line drive kick. The Evergreens were hoping to field it at the goal line or at the 5-yard line. The up man had to come up to the 10-yard line, went right off his shin and then his foot. And you could just tell that ball got so far away from him that it was the defenders who got on it. Right out back on offense is Tanner Vanderhey. So the Evergreens offense still hasn't had a touch in the second half. Looking to pass. Blitz coming. Receiver doesn't even look back for the ball. It's thrown incomplete.
Pass to Vanderhey, intended for number nine.
It was the pressure that disrupted Kakana there. Evergreens blitz. Second and ten coming up. Yeah, the receiver didn't even look back for the ball. Evergreens Football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Evergreens defense trying to save the team's bacon at this point. 7:14 to play third quarter. Second and 10 at the 25-yard line. After that muffed and turned over kickoff after Kakana's equalizing touchdown. Vanderhey's shotgun. His receivers out to either side. It's a design pitch. Carrying the ball here is Tanner Helms. Helms turns the corner, lunges forward. He's got 5 yards. So cut the down and distance in half. Kyle Kurtenbach on the stop. It's going to be a 3rd and 5 coming up. With the ball resting right at the 20-yard line. It's just got to be frustrating for D.C. Evers. They had so much momentum in that second quarter, scoring touchdowns on all three of their possessions. And here they are. They can't even get the football into the hands of their quarterback, Nick Sierakowski, and their star running back, Wyatt Brown. all of them neutralized and bottled up on the sidelines because of a long Kakana drive and then that turnover fumble on the kickoff. 6.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Here comes 3rd and 5. Tanner Vanderhey puts a man in motion. That's 3 receivers near side. 3-step drop looking to one-on-one coverage. Caught diving, and they're going to say that's a catch. Laying out for a first down. Matt Lamers. Lamers really laid out. Had both feet off the ground as he caught that. And the back judge, who's got a good look at that catch, indicated right away that that's a catch. First and goal, spotting the ball at the 4-yard line. On a very good catch. Individual effort there. Kept that drive alive. So Kakana converts on 3rd down, and they're knocking on the door. Tanner Vanderhey gets the snap. Handoff up the middle. That's not going anywhere. Stood up right at the line of scrimmage is Tanner Helms. 2nd and goal. 21-21. 5:50 to play. 3rd quarter. Rex Terrace with the stop. Evergreens football sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin. Find a branch near you at valleycommunities.org. Kakana huddles up and now comes up to the line of scrimmage. 2nd down. The last play went for a loss of 1, so the ball is back at the 5-yard line. Vanderhey is the quarterback from the shotgun. Here's a pitch out to Helms. Roped out of the backfield, and he lost 4 yards. Evergreen's got great defense there.
And he was met in the backfield.
Who's back in there? Mitchell Bowles is there, and Jacob Joppinghouse is there. It's a loss of 4 more yards. And it's 3rd down now. Ball's back at the 9-yard line. Evergreen's trying to keep Kakana out of the end zone after just allowing the equalizing touchdown. Yeah, who would have thought the Evergreens are not going to even touch the ball until 7 minutes of time is off the clock in this 3rd quarter. And Kakana is deliberate. Here comes 3rd down and goal. Kakana coaches want a timeout here. They don't have the right package in there, and they do indeed call a timeout. The Kakana coaches in the booth next to us, you could hear them calling for a timeout. And with 4:38 to play in the 3rd quarter, a 3rd and goal from the 10 awaits after a 1-minute timeout. 21-21 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We are back at Steam Stadium. After an offensive timeout, Kakana comes back onto the field looking at a 3rd and goal. After a completed pass down to the 4-yard line, the Evergreens defense has come up with 2 plays for negative yardage. A loss of 1 and then a loss of 5 more. So here comes 3rd down and goal. Comes after a timeout. 2 receivers bunch to the near side of the field. That's the narrow side of the field. Vanderhey looks for that one-on-one matchup again. Throws a jump ball to the end zone. This one is caught, but it's beyond the end zone boundary line. Out of bounds. 4th down. Kakana's going to try a field goal. It would give the Galloping Ghosts the lead.
Number 3, Brent Knight.
So on 4th and goal... out comes the kicking unit. The kick will come from the 18-yard line. So this will be a 28-yard attempt coming up here.
Isaac
Bustamante to try here. It's coming from the near hash with a little bit of an angle here. The wind will help him. Kicking into the wind. Here's the snap. It is down. Kick towards the goal post is good. It just barely got over the crossbar. 4:28 to play, and Kakana takes the lead again. 24-21. Back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Here comes the FD for 3rd and
welcome back to Steam Stadium. 4:28 to play in the third quarter, and the Evergreens may, if they can hold on to the kickoff, finally get their offense onto the field for the first time since halftime. Kakata looks like a much improved team from a year ago. A team that the Evergreens got up 35-0 on and then coast to a 39-14 victory. But the Evergreens have also helped Kakana with lots of mistakes. Kyle Zableski here got both hands around the ball right up the middle. Zableski busts it to the outside. He's got blocking, and he's in the clear. Zableski's got only the kicker to beat, and he beats him, jukes him down the sidelines. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Kyle Zableski muffed the last kickoff and now takes this one 81 yards for a touchdown. Kyle Zableski. There is redemption for you. Zableski's fumble cost the Evergreens the lead, and then an 81-yard kickoff return. Kyle Zableski.
On to the extra point will be number 5, Kyle Kurtenbach.
And Kyle Kurtenbach is out to try the point after touchdown. Just like that, the Evergreens reclaim the lead. Congratulations, Kyle Zableski. Evergreens shift into point after touchdown formation. Kyle Kurtenbach to attempt the kick out of Mason Hagenbusch's hold. Kick is good.
And the kick by Kurtenbach.
28-24. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreen's offense has still not run a play since halftime. Kakana with a long 65-yard touchdown drive. They recover an Evergreen's fumble on the kick and get a field goal. And then Kyle Zableski on the ensuing kickoff. Takes it 81 yards, busting it down the far sideline. Zableski made a great juke to beat out the kicker, who was the only man in his way. Cut back at the 30-yard line and then was able to carry it all the way there. Evergreen's back on top with 4:14 to play in the third quarter. It's 28-24. This has been an entertaining game. I think the Evergreens were not thinking this would be as difficult. Here's a low squib kick taken by one of the upmen at the 25-yard line. He's got some room. He's across the 30, 35, and down at the 38-yard line. Kakana back on offense. Seems like their offense has been out there the entire half, and so far they have. Evergreens football on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Cloverbelt Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. First and 10 for Tanner Vanderhey, the senior quarterback and his galloping ghosts. Shotgun with receivers to either side. Some early motion, no penalty. It's a handoff up the middle. Yeah, there's a little bit of yardage there and a little forward push. It's a gain of 4 or 5 yards there for Tanner Helms. Helms, one of the senior captains. He gets 4 down to the 42-yard line. Brady Burrell on the stop.
Gain of 4 that play, bringing.
You know, I see Everest quarterback Nick Sirikowski and Mike Nicholas, two Evergreen senior quarterbacks. They're playing catch on the sidelines. It's almost like they have to get warmed up again because they just haven't been on the field at all since halftime. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Boy, this has been an unusual turn of events since our intermission. Here comes 2nd and 6. Tanner Vanderhey, shotgun formation, pitches out. Looks like this is going to be a double pass. He's got a receiver who breaks free and just over his head. Oh, my goodness. They were looking for Tanner Helms, was looking for Matt Lamers. Lamers had a step and the throw was bad. A better throw and Lamers would have had a touchdown. The Evergreens got lucky there. 3rd and 6. 3:21 to play, third quarter. Evergreens led 21-14 at halftime. Kakana mounted a 65-yard touchdown drive, tied the game 21-21, then got a field goal after the Evergreens fumbled the following kickoff. The Evergreens' answer came on an 81-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Here's 3rd and 6. Play action. Vanderhey over the middle. One-on-one coverage. Knocked away! Good defense there by Mitchell Bowles. Bowles was in space one-on-one looking for Matt Lamers. It's a three and out. Kakana will punt. One-on-one defensive coverage. That's the matchup Kakana wants. Mitchell Bowles with a nice play. That may be the defensive play of the game for the Evergreens so far. Punt formation. Kyle Zableski, who just took the kickoff back for a touchdown, awaits this punt. See if they punt it away from him. Here's the snap, and here is the kick almost blocked. Good punt. Angles towards the sideline and bounces to the 15-yard line. Zableski picks it up there. He's going to try and get to the outside. Stiff arms a man, still on his feet, and down he goes. Negative yardage on this kickoff return. Minus 4 yards. Evergreens are going to start back at the 11-yard line. Evergreens with the lead, and now they have the ball with 3:01 to play in the quarter. And hey, nice to see you again. Nick Sarakowski comes out, and the Evergreens offense is going to get to run a play here.
1st and 10, Evergreens from their own 12-yard line.
Yep, 8 minutes and 59 seconds of game time with the Evergreens not having the ball. Nick Sarakowski now shotgun. 3 receivers to the near side of the field. Ball's back at the 11. Sarakowski design rollout will keep it himself. Gets blocking. Yeah, those receivers on that wide side acted as blockers. Sarakowski moves it out to the 19-yard line. It's got a gain of 6. Sarakowski with the feet. Nice production on first down. Gets the Evergreens out of that trouble spot. DC Everest football sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Wyatt Brown's in the backfield along with Sarakowski from the shotgun. 2 receivers up high. Fake the handoff to Wyatt Brown. Brown's keeping it. Moves forward for a first down. Brown's got 6 out to the 25-yard line. And I would think the Evergreens, if they can make their living running the football, I think they're going to do that. They'd like to move a little clock here, try to build on this 4-point lead. Evergreens' touchdown would indeed make it a 2-score game. That'd be huge. Evergreens have had more success when they've spread the field, when they put these receivers out there. So they get a 3-receiver set. Nick Sarakowski gets a low snap, and it's an inside handoff. Yep, they spread out the field, and you bet there's yardage there. Wyatt Brown. Brown's got 9 yards on first down, out to the 34-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 1. As we go under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Yep, a lot of action in this one. Evergreens quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Sarakowski shotgun formation once again. And again, inside handoff. Wyatt Brown is tripped up there, and he didn't get the first down. In fact, he went back a half yard. Yep, spot him for a loss of 1. Again, it looked like Wyatt Brown ran into one of his linemen, as the blocking didn't really open up a hole for him. Yeah, he didn't quite get back to the line of scrimmage. This will be 3rd down, and no, maybe a yard and a half.
31 for the Evergreens.
1:17, clock moving. Big 3rd down play for DC Everest. Don't want to give the ball back to the Galloping Ghost here, and it looks like Kakana jumped off sides. Hard count, I think, is going to give the Evergreens a 1st down on the cheap. The officials are going to huddle up to see if there was any movement. Let's see, one of the officials is pointing back towards the Evergreens line. Let's get an indication. Nope, offsides Kakana.
Yep.
Two or three of the Kakana defenders jumped into the neutral zone. The only question was whether they were drawn off. Penalty yardage, 5 yards to the 39. 1st down, DC Everest. Now that the ball's respotted, the clock winds again. 1:05 to play, 3rd quarter. Sarakowski shotgun, 3 receivers to the wide side. They were used as blockers the last time, and yep, Sarakowski keeps it again. Cuts it back inside, and he's got yardage. Sarakowski, for a minute, was swinging the ball out there loose with one hand. He does get 7 yards out to the 47-yard line. 2nd and 3. 40 seconds left until we change sides. Late third quarter. DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud sponsors of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman pushing all area athletes a successful season. Again, three receivers to the wide side. Are they there for blocking? Nick Sierakowski fakes the pass. Now goes over the middle. It's complete to Mason Hagenbusher. And Hagenbusher is in the clear. He got behind the defense. He'll take it all the way for an evergreen touchdown. 46-yard pass. 56-yard pass for Mason Hagenbusher. The fake into the line, and the three receivers out to the far side had Kakana defending against the run. And Mason Hagenbusch was able to get in behind the defense. A well-designed play. 56-yard score. And the Evergreens are up by 2 points, by two possessions, with only 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Yeah, D.C. Everest lulled Kakana into thinking that Nick Sierakowski's run was in play. Extra point kick is up and good. 35-24 with 14 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here.
D.C. Everest Evergreen 35. The Kakana galloping goes 24.
Mason Hagenbusher has two touchdown receptions. And you would think Mason Hagenbusher was a big kid, used as a fullback a lot. You'd think that you would see him in those short yardage situations that he get touches on the ground. This time, he's been a receiving threat for D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens offense no worse for the wear after being on the sidelines for a very long time from late in the second quarter till almost 9 minutes gone in the third quarter. But since halftime, the Evergreens have now widened their lead. They have outscored Kakana 14-10 in this third quarter. And again, two of Kakana's touchdowns are the result of Evergreen turnovers. Kyle Kurtenbach to kick it off. Kurtenbach's kick here is going into a pretty stiff wind. He bounces it on the ground. Ball is briefly loose, picked up by one of the Kakana backs. He's across the 20 and out to the 25-yard line. A little bit of pushing and shoving there afterwards. 7 seconds left in quarter number three. D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Walsall. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during the fall boot sale. Don't forget your headquarters for warm and dry.
The ball is Baseman's
Shoe and Clothing of Walsall.
First and 10, galloping goes.
Kakana, when they put the ball in the air, has had a couple of near misses. In fact, on their last possession, threw one of those jump balls into the end zone. It was just out of the back of the end zone, though, and incomplete. So here they are, first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Vander Hay, the quarterback, designed rollout. He again is putting the ball up, looking to one-on-one coverage. Inside possession, almost intercepted, and falls incomplete. You know, when the Evergreens are going to blitz, there is one-on-one coverage out there. He's looking for Trent Knights again. And that was Kyle Kurtenbach providing the defense. Kurtenbach's made some good stops on defense. Clock stops after the incomplete pass. Kakana was gone for the whole ball of wax on that play. There's only 1 second left before this third quarter comes to a close. Evergreens led 21-14 at halftime and now hold a 35-24 lead. It's been a wild and entertaining game. Senior night, last game at Steam Stadium for the class of 2014. Second and 10, shotgun formation, three receivers again looking over the middle. This is complete. No, it's dropped. Oh, my. Off Trent Knighty's hands, and he had room out there right at the first down marker. First, that is the end of the quarter. Kakana will be facing a third and 10 after we change sides and get the fourth quarter underway. D.C. Everest 35, Kakana 24. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Fourth quarter getting underway. Chris Conley with you on week 8 of the high school football season to third and 10 from the 25-yard line. Tanner Vander Hay throws out into the flat underneath. Pass is complete, breaking a tackle, and he's going to get close to first down yardage. The receiver is stopped just short. He should have been stopped about 5 yards short. But instead, Tanner Helms brings the ball just out to, well, he got 9 yards there. It's going to be fourth and one. Kakana is down by two scores. Are they going to go? No, they're going to punt back in their own end of the field. I suppose that makes sense. They're deciding really just not to roll the dice at this stage of the ball game. Instead, they'll decide to play defense.
Number 10, Coy Coffey.
Out to kick the ball away is Coy Coffey. Now watch Coffey because he's the backup quarterback. He is indeed punting, and it's a low line drive kick. Takes a Kakana bounce. Goes across the 45 to the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. The Evergreens will get the ball there. Evergreens offense comes out now. Well, here we are early fourth quarter, 11:06 to play in the ball game. The Evergreens are already up by 11. A touchdown here, but doesn't quite put the game out of reach because there's so much time left on the clock, and because Kakana being a pass-oriented team, they could score quickly. But if the Evergreens score here, boy, they take a big step forward towards finally putting this game in the win column. Nick Sierakowski at quarterback, first and 10. Spread the team out. Sierakowski with a pass underneath. Kyle Zableski gets it at the line of scrimmage and dives forward with a completed pass for about 4 yards. Kyle Zableski factors huge into this game. Well, first of all, he fumbled a kickoff. It allowed Kakana to kick a field goal and take the lead. And then right after that, 81-yard touchdown return. We'll emphasize the positive. That Kyle Zableski touchdown run turns out to be the game-winning margin here. Here's a handoff to Wyatt Brown. Brown's got blocking. He's got one man to beat. He jukes him right out of his shoes across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Wyatt Brown. A 61-yard touchdown run, but there is a penalty marker down holding D.C. Everest. The touchdown comes off the board. The hold happened across midfield in between the 40 and 45-yard line. Sorry, Wyatt. Wyatt was already past that blocker when the hold took place. I believe this is going to be first down yardage even after we walk the penalty off. The flag sits at the 41-yard line. Holding in high school football is a spot foul.
And with that 10-yard march off.
So the ball is respotted at the 48-yard line, and again, first down yardage is wiped out. It will be second and two, putting the ball back at the 48-yard line. Wyatt Brown's very long run for a touchdown comes back on a hold. The Evergreens have had a lot of scores over the course of the year wiped out by penalties. Second and two. Two receivers out wide. Again, Kakana jumps, and the Evergreens are going to get a first down with the Ghost jumping into the neutral zone. Now the referees are going to huddle up to see if someone was drawn off here. And it is offsides. Kakana, first down Evergreens. The penalty will move the ball across midfield into Kakana's half of the field.
5 yard march off. First and 10.
D.C. Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. First and 10 at the 47-yard line.
47-yard line, the Galaxy goes first and 10 Evergreens.
Since the Evergreens have gone to this spread formation, again, putting these receivers towards the wide side, it's opened up a lot of the running game. Here's a pass to the flat Mitchell Bowles. Complete behind the line of scrimmage. Bowles is wrestled out across the 45, still on his feet, down to the 44-yard line. It's a productive gain on first downs, gain of 4 yards. And Mitchell Bowles went out of bounds, stopping the clock with 10:12 left in the ball game. I would think the Evergreens would like to run some clock here. Give the ball back to Kakana, needing two scores with not as much time left in the ball game. Again, a three-receiver set, two to the near side. Sierakowski gets the snap, handoff Wyatt Brown. Brown's got good blocking, and he's got a big game. Goes across the sidelines, 30, 25, inside the 20, and Wyatt Brown is down to the 17-yard line. It's a 26-yard gain for Wyatt Brown. Yeah, Brown has big play potential. He's up over 100 yards for the game now, Wyatt Brown. We go under 10 minutes to play. First and 10 at the 18. Evergreens again spread it out. Wyatt Brown gets to carry again. He's between the tackles this time, still just on pure strength. Is across the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. Wyatt Brown's got 4 or 5 yards there. You know, in some games we have seen Wyatt Brown spelled. That, you know, we've seen Nathan Reedy come in. We've seen other running backs get some of the load. Wyatt Brown and Nick Sirikowski carried almost all of the ground offense on their shoulders. And that's played dividend. That's paid dividends. Second down and 5. Handoff up the middle. This one is met. And you know what? That is someone else carrying the ball. It's Andrew Miller. Miller goes backwards for a yard or two. Okay.
Lost the one on that one on the play. Bringing up third. And
here comes third down.
Third and a long
big play awaits for DC Everest. Evergreens huddle up here. They're going to be deliberate. They need to move the ball down to the 9-yard line for a first down. Sirikowski shotgun. Two receivers near side. Lets Mitchell Bowles out on the far side. Design rollout. Sirikowski has to dodge away from a man, and he's roped down. And Sirikowski is tackled back at the 25-yard line. It's a loss of 9 yards. That's going to bring up fourth and long. See what the Evergreens do here. They lead by 11, and they are going to try a field goal here.
And Kyle Kurtenbach will go on and get the field goal.
The wind is going to be at Kyle Kurtenbach's back. The kick is going to come from the 30-yard line. So this is a long kick for the high school game. It's a 40-yard field goal attempt. Kyle Kurtenbach to try. Again, the wind will help. Snap is low. Ball is down. Kick to the uprights is good. He snuck it just inside the left upright. 40-yard field goal. 8:01 to play. DC Everest extends their lead to 38-24. Back in 1 minute. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
For the Evergreens will be number 5, Kyle Kurtenbach, back for the Galloping Ghost.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. The Evergreens had a Wyatt Brown touchdown taken off the scoreboard on a holding penalty. They got the ball down to the 14-yard line, but then had to settle for a field goal. A 40-yard field goal from Kyle Kurtenbach. It is 38-24 with 8:01 to play. Kakana will get the ball back. So the field goal still keeps it at a 2-score game, but Kakana will now need 2 touchdowns. Kickoff goes all the way back to the goal line, coming out here to the 15-20. Ball almost stripped. Runner still on his feet, across the 25, and out to the 30-yard line. Kakana will start there. Pretty nice return on the play, brought back by Calvin Swenson.
And he was brought down by number 7, John Lucci.
So we've mentioned this before. Kakana has the potential to score quickly because they've been able to get a lot of one-on-one passing matchups in the Evergreen secondary. See if the Evergreens decide less blitz and more coverage in the defensive backfield. 7:52 to play in the ball game. So Kakana needs 2 touchdowns. And Tanner Vanderhey is in the shotgun. He has 2 receivers out to the far side. He's a running back just to his left. Looks to pass. 3-step drop. Has good protection. Throws over the middle, and he's got a receiver and dropped it. Went off the receiver's helmet while he was turning around. Ryan Swervey. Okay. He should have had that. He would have had the ball across midfield and out down to the 40 or 45-yard line.
They'll bring up 2nd and 10 for the Galloping Ghosts.
You know, Kakana's quarterback, Vanderhey, is a pretty good arm. His receivers sometimes have height advantages, and again, they've been able to get those one-on-one matchups. Some of these receivers have not been as sure-handed as we'd like them to be. We have an official's timeout because one of the Evergreens players is trying to get his shoe back on. All right, we've got it. Who was that? Brett Nowinski. Brett's footwear is a go. Second and 10 at the 30-yard line. Tanner Vanderhey gets the snap. Vanderhey will pass again. Looks to the near side. Pass goes underneath. This is complete, but the receiver breaks a tackle and has first down yardage. Out across the 40, 45, and the 50-yard line. Yep, he was able to slip that first tackle. And Trent Nighties. Nighties has two touchdown receptions in the game. He's out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That's a first down. Austin Wadzinski finally got him out of bounds. 7:40 to play. So we've got to see if Kakana has an answer in this 38-24 ball game. Looks like another passing situation. Yep, triples to the near side. Three receivers down there. And the near is the wide side of the field here for Tanner Vanderhey. Evergreen showing blitz here. They are sending the extra man. Pass goes underneath. This is complete at the 50-yard line. Stiff arm and across the 45. Down to the 43-yard line. It's a gain of six. Justin Landers with the catch. Clock continues to run. He didn't get out of bounds. Kakana, where they can, has got to conserve some time because they need the ball back. And we're going to go under 7 minutes to play. Kakana is huddling up, and their quarterback is bringing the play from the far sideline. Not sure I get this. And they're taking entirely too much time. No sense of urgency here for the Ghosts at all. That's not right. 6:45 to play. They've lost about 35 seconds from one play to the next here. Three receivers set again. Two to the far side. Vanderhey gets the snap, drops back beyond the 50. Pressure, pass underneath is caught. Back at the original line of scrimmage for only a gain of one or two. There's a big hit there. Tanner Helms made the catch. But the quarterback was under pressure there. Austin Wadzinski made the stop. It's going to be third down. They give him a gain of two on the play. Because that was going to be a screen play that didn't have time to develop because the quarterback was under duress. The ball's on the 47-yard line. It's third and eight. Again, Kakana huddles up. And we'll go under 6 minutes to play. Tanner Vanderhey, the quarterback. This is a big play for Kakana. I would imagine there would be four downs. They've got two plays here to get the yardage they need. Sending the pressure, one-on-one coverage. Pass is underthrown, but the receiver comes back to it and makes the catch. The Evergreens defense was trying to keep everything in front of them, and Matt Lamers was able to come back for the ball and caught the ball at the 31-yard line for a first down. And Kakana converts on third and eight to keep the drive going. Clock stops for a moment, and now winds again now that the chains are in place. 5:40 to play in the game. Evergreens are up 38-24, but Kakana has been moving the ball. Four receivers here. Vanderhey fakes to a receiver who's coming across. Blitz is coming, and Vanderhey dances forward and is finally brought down. You know, he was going to be stopped for a 10-yard loss. He was able to get the ball back forward, and it's a loss of only 8 or 7 yards on the play. Brett Novinsky with the stop. Loss of 7. Clock still moving. Again, I don't get why Kakana is huddling up and is being so deliberate here. Trailing by 14, they'll need the ball twice. Here they go now. Second and 17 after the quarterback sack. 5:40 to play. Wow, time's a-wasting, boys. And now we've got a whistle, and Kakana takes a timeout. The clock management for the Galloping Ghosts has been horrible. About 30 seconds run off the clock, and then they take a timeout. Let's take one, too. 38-24, D.C. Evers, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. We are midway through the fourth quarter, and the Evergreens have a 38-24 lead. They led by 7 at halftime, lead by 14 now. After Kakana's timeout, they have only one remaining, and they have a second and 17 back at the 37-yard line. Tanner Vanderhey awaits the snap. Low snap, picks it up, sets back to pass, throws. He's got a receiver open on the far sideline. This is a coverage breakdown. Caught by Matt Lamers, and Lamers goes all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Lamers was all alone on the near side of the field. And with 4:38 to play, what had been a two-score game is about to be cut for a one-score game. There's a penalty marker down in the end zone. This is some kind of action after the receiver, Matt Lamers, crossed the goal line. So what we have is a 37-yard touchdown pass and now a penalty. Let's see what the indication is. And, of course, Kakana is celebrating. Yeah, they're celebrating. This penalty does not wipe out the touchdown. It is an unsportsmanlike. It's a taunting or a celebration ceremony. That's going to be assessed on the kickoff. So the touchdown stands, and Kakana is out to try the extra point.
Isaac Bustamante
to try this point after touchdown. There's the snap. High snap. It's bobbled, and the ball is loose. Picked up by one of the Evergreens, and the point after touchdown is unsuccessful. It was a bad snap, and the Evergreens swarmed it under. So the Evergreens' lead stands at 8, 38-30. 4:38 to play in the game. Let's take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back at Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens are clinging to a 38-30 lead, 4:38 to play in the ballgame.
42, Matthew Schmidt, back for the Evergreens, be number 26.
For Kakana, that was a 65-yard touchdown drive, all of it coming through the air.
40, Wyatt Brown.
And you know what? The penalty after the touchdown was unsportsmanlike conduct against D.C. Everest. So Kakana will kick off from the 45-yard line. See if they kick and play defense or if they try an onside kick here. Ball comes off the tee. So now the ball will have to be held by one of the Kakana players. So again, we are waiting to see if this is going to be an onside kick to try and get the ball back or if they'll play it deep. They are going to kick it off. One of the Evergreens players covers the ball at the 25-yard line. In fact, he'll just cover up there, and that's where the Evergreens will start. So if the Evergreens can score or run out the clock, they'll win this ball game. They lead 38-30. 4:38 to play.
First and 10 Evergreens from their own 26-yard line.
Here comes Nick Sierakowski leading the Evergreens out onto the field. Let's also remind ourselves that playoff implications hinge on the outcome of this game. The Evergreens need a win, and they'll have four wins in a row and will make themselves playoff eligible. Nick Sierakowski's shotgun, Wyatt Brown's in the backfield with him. It's a three-receiver set. Handoff, Wyatt Brown, both hands on the ball. He's got yardage, busted down the sidelines. One man to beat, tripped up across the 45, 50, and down at the 48-yard line. Quick hitter for Wyatt Brown.
Number 8, Chad.
Stays in bounds, too.
That carry by Brown was good enough for an Evergreen.
So once the sticks are in place, more seconds will come off.
48-yard line.
It's late enough in the ball game now where if the Evergreens score here, they're going to win, and the game would no longer be in doubt. The Evergreens can also secure this victory by just running out the clock. 4:19 to play, and the Evergreens will run the play clock all the way down before taking the snap. Nick Sierakowski, Shotgun formation again. Two receivers near, one far side. Keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown up the middle. 5 or 6 yards. Penalty flag comes down. Brown's down to the 42-yard line. Let's see what this call is. DC Everest football brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. This is a hold against DC Everest. And another favorable Wyatt Brown run has been wiped out. Ball goes back to the 45-yard line. So it's first and 17. Now the ball is respotted after the penalty. The clock winds again. Under 4 minutes. Kakana hoping to get the ball back, and now they, on the defensive end, have favorable down and distance. First and 17. Sarakowski again from the shotgun, and again he's letting that clock wind down. Not going to snap until the last possible minute here, and he does, with 3:38 to play. Sarakowski keeps it himself. Gets out close to midfield, got back some but not all of the penalty yardage. He's down at the 49-yard line, still in the Evergreens' half of the field. It's going to be second and 12. Sarakowski walks over to the sideline to get the play before coming back to the team huddle. Evergreens football on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers near side, and Sarakowski's shotgun formation. Design rollout, keeps it himself. Got some pressure there, now cuts it back across the grain. He gets very short yardage. He got only a yard there. Third and long is coming up. And the Evergreens are in danger of giving the ball back to the Ghosts, trailing, Kakana trailing by eight. This is going to be third and 11. The ball sits at the midfield marker, and the Evergreens need to get the 39-yard line. Big play coming up here. If the Evergreens get the first down, they could run out the clock or come close to it. McConnell would have to burn that one timeout. Maybe a passing situation for Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski gets the snap, keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown up the middle, and he stopped. That's a very conservative play call. Wyatt Brown gets only 3 yards to the 46-yard line. And Kakana's going to get the ball back, trailing by 8 points.
And back to do the punting.
Here's a really big punt for Zach Hoffman. Under 2 minutes to play.
And back for the Galloping Ghosts.
Clock continues to run. Evergreens can get it down to about 1:35 before they have to kick the ball.
Alex Meyerhofer.
And then the pressure will shift to the Evergreens defense. Clock continues to run. Evergreens may just simply take the delay of game penalty here. 1:35, 1:33. And now there is a whistle, and here is the delay of game penalty against DC Everest. They wound the clock all the way down to 1:29. And they'll move back 5 yards.
Flag on that play.
And then kick the ball away. DC Everest football, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home. Helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. Zach Hoffman needs a good kick here. Here it comes. The rush is on. Hoffman gets it away, and it is a good high kick. Driving the Kakana player all the way back to the 15-yard line. Dances across the 20, and he's brought down there.
Number 9, Kevin Verbaten.
Good defense there.
By number 28, Zach Hancock.
Zach Hancock on the stop. So Kakana will have 1:19 to work with and an 8-point deficit. They will start at the 19-yard line, first and 10.
Rattling goes from the galloping goes from the 20-yard line.
If you are the Kakana Ghost, this is the situation you'd like to be in. You control your own destiny at this point in the ball game. You need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. 1:19 left. 19-yard line for Tanner Vanderhey. Two receivers to the near side. Evergreen sent pressure. Fumble on the snap. Vanderhey gets down on the ground and covers it up. Back at the 15-yard line. Kakana's got to hurry here. Down to 110. Clock still running after the muff. It's a loss of 4 yards. Kakana trying to shuttle in some new defensive players for better blocking. Second and 14. They're in hurry-up mode. And they're going to hand it off. A handoff up the middle. Roped down after a gain of 5 or 6 yards. Ball was carried there by Tanner Helms. Third down here. Third and 7. We're under a minute to play. Kakana's got only one timeout left. They got to throw the ball downfield. Fake the handoff. Good protection here. Vanderhey throws underneath. It's complete at the 29-yard line. He didn't get out of bounds. Still going to the 30. Tackled inbounds, and the clock keeps running. First down yardage on the completion to the 32-yard line. Clock stops for a moment while we move the chains. 32 seconds left in the ballgame. Jacob Dopperinghaus with the stop. Clock's going to run as soon as the ball is respotted. Kakana keeps the one timeout in their pocket now. Running again, and Kakana will spike the ball to stop the clock with 30 seconds left in the game.
Quarterback down the ball.
Kakana will get an opportunity to huddle up now on the stoppage. It will be second and 10 after the spike. Evergreen's lead, 38-30. And the Evergreens, after deciding to punt, well, they were caught in fourth and long, leave the fate of the game in the hands of their defense. This was a struggle. Kakana led 14-0 at one point in the game back in the first half. The Evergreens rallied back for a 21-14 lead at halftime. Seesaw back and forth. Second and 10. Kakana puts three receivers to the near side. Vanderhey looks to pass. He's under pressure. Hit as he throws. Throws over the middle. It is complete. No, dropped incomplete at the 50-yard line. Vanderhey took a big shot, and Matt Lamers, as the ball arrived, was hit, and he couldn't hold on to it. Clock stops with 23 seconds left to play.
That brings up third and 10 for the
Mitchell Bowles arrived as the ball arrived there, so good defense there. It is third and 10. 23 seconds left. 38-30. Kakana's a little disorganized here. They're just getting one of the men off the field, in fact, back on the field. Do they have too many men on the field here? Nope, they do. They're set. Vanderhey gets the snap. Blitz coming. Throws out to the near side. This is complete. Receiver's got to get out of bounds here. He does get out of bounds after a gain of 12 yards out to the 45-yard line. Clock stops with 15 seconds left to play. Dustin Landers, the man who made the catch, is hurt on the far sideline. Cody Cocker stopped the play, and we're going to have an injury timeout. Kakana has picked up a first down. They're at their own 45-yard line, and there are 15 seconds left. And again, the clock is stopped with the receiver getting out of bounds. Receiver now gets up to his feet. First and 10. Kakana's got to travel 55 yards of real estate, and they have 15 seconds to do it with one timeout. And then they would need a two-point conversion to tie the ballgame. Tanner Vanderhey calls for the ball from the shotgun. Three-step drop, looks to the near sideline. This is complete. Nope, dropped. There's going to be only a short gain. 12 seconds left. Goes off the hands there of Ryan Swervey. Second and 10. That play cost them 3 seconds on the clock. 12 ticks remaining. The Evergreens hold on here. They'll get themselves an extra game. They'll get themselves a playoff berth. Here's second and 10 at the 45. I would think if you're Kakana, you've got to think about heaving this ball downfield. You've got to take a crack here. Vanderhey with the snap. It's a design rollout. He does set up, throws deep over the middle. It is caught at the 35-yard line by Matt Lamers. But there's only 6 seconds left. Kakana quickly up to the line of scrimmage. The clock will stop while the yard lines are moved, while the sticks of Kakana will take their last timeout. 6 seconds left in the ball game, and Kakana puts the ball on the 35-yard line. So this is close enough that they can indeed take a shot at the end zone. And you've got to imagine that they've got only one play left in the ball game. Evergreens 38-30. As we go right down to the wire against a team that was winless last year and comes in today with a 1-6 record. Kukana rolled into this game on a high note. They shut out Wausau East 17-0 last week for their first win of the game, first win of the season. And again, this Kukana team just looks better than the team we saw in week 8 of last season, which was a 39-14 Evergreens win on a trip to the Fox Valley. So the Evergreens lead 38-30. And Kukana has moved the ball down to the 35-yard line, 6 seconds left. You heave it into the end zone and hope something happens. Maybe you get two shots. It just depends on how the clock and the game situation unfolds. Evergreens look like they want a blitz here. That'd be unusual. No, now they drop back into coverage. They had men in the box. Now they drop back. Penalty marker down, so this may not be the last play of the game. Throwing to the end zone into double coverage. It's knocked down at the goal line, incomplete. They were looking there for Kevin Verbaeten. There are zeros on the clock, but there is a penalty marker down. If the penalty is against the Evergreens, Kukana gets one more play. If it's against Kukana, the game is over. False start, Kukana, and the ball game is over. The D.C. Everest Evergreens win. Not by much. Final score, 38-30. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They beat Kukana. They're on a four-game winning streak, which they'll take with them to Kimberly next week, and they become playoff eligible. Back to wrap this one up after a one-minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM
93.9. Be sure when you drive home tonight, drive home safely.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, final home game of the season for D.C. Everest. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have just defeated the Kukana Ghosts. People will be surprised by the score. It's much closer than we expected. 38-30. Kukana was up 14-0 in the first quarter. They took a short kick to start the game and mounted a 48-yard touchdown drive. They led 7-0 on a 29-yard touchdown pass. The Evergreens fumbled the kickoff after Kukana's score, and Kukana took advantage on a 17-yard touchdown strike. They led 14-0. The Evergreens took control of the game at least temporarily in the second quarter, scoring 3 touchdowns on all 3 possessions that they had in that second quarter. Nick Sarakowski with a 41-yard touchdown run, Sarakowski with a 5-yard touchdown run, and then Nick Sarakowski with a 35-yard touchdown pass to Mason Hagenbusher. The Evergreens had a 21-14 lead at halftime. Kukana ran a lot of clock when they got the opening kickoff, a 65-yard drive that went for 5 minutes and 30 seconds, capped off on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Vanderhey to Trent Knighties, his second touchdown reception of the game. So Kukana tied the game with 7:24 to play in the third quarter. The Evergreens got the lead after a... Kukana took the lead after the Evergreens fumbled the ensuing kickoff. Isaac Bustamante kicked a 28-yard field goal, and Kukana led with 4:28 to play in the third quarter, 24-21. The Evergreens didn't get their offense back onto the field until 9 minutes had gone by in the third quarter. The Evergreens got an 81-yard kickoff return for touchdown from Kyle Zableski to give them the lead, and that turned out to be the turning point of the ball game. The Evergreens did not trail after that point. The Evergreens' next possession, Nick Sarakowski hit Mason Hagenbusher for a 56-yard touchdown pass. Hagenbusher got free over the middle. So Mason Hagenbusher with 2 touchdown receptions in the game. The Evergreens led 35-24. The Evergreens tacked on a 40-yard field goal, wind-aided by Kyle Kurtenbach. They led 38-24. Kukana got a touchdown on a 3-yard touchdown pass from Vanderhey to Matt Lamers. 31-yard touchdown pass, sorry. The extra point was no good on a bad snap, making the score 38-30. The Evergreens could not run out the clock, though. They wound up kicking the ball back to Kukana with 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Galloping Ghosts got the ball at the 19-yard line. They were able to get down to the 35 in Evergreens territory, and then time ran out on the Galloping Ghosts. The Evergreens holding on 38-30. Next week, live coverage of D.C. Everest and Kimberly. Our coverage will begin at 6:30 with our Fox Sports game night and Spencer Loomis. and then we'll have kickoff starting at 7. Our second game of the doubleheader will be Wausau East closing out their season against Appleton North, a game that will also be in the Fox Valley. And the Evergreens will play the week after that. They make it into the playoffs with this victory tonight. Congratulations to the seniors. Final score from Steam Stadium. D.C. Everest 38, Kakana 30. I'm Chris Conley. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Evergreens Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.